Where do you see cabozantinib fitting in, if at all? It's not approved right now.
It's a great question, Neil. I think the trial is definitely, obviously, a positive study, and the drug definitely is active in this particular population. I think for patients who cannot tolerate sorafenib, I think that's an easy decision. I think cabo should be considered because regorafenib did not test that population. And also, I'm very eager to wait for their biomarker study, hoping they can shed some light about the relevant contribution of c-MET inhibition for the efficacy of cabo. And beyond that, I think, you know, we're looking at the safety profile of different agents, including cabo versus rego versus something else. And it's going to be a very challenging decision-making for the clinicians right now. Obviously, if they receive more than just sorafenib, clearly cabo should be considered because this is the only drug that actually allow two prior regimens to be experienced.
Also, you know, I guess there are sort of variations in terms of maybe there's some people who do better than others.
And, totally.
You know, with a real experienced clinician, maybe you can squeeze out something that really is going to be meaningful for a patient.
Totally.